Our Old Covenant reading this evening is from Psalm 121, and this will be the primary portion of God's Word for this evening's sermon. We'll read the entire psalm together. This is the Word of our God. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Here ends the Old Covenant reading. Our New Covenant reading is taken from the book of Jude, the last two verses of Jude, verses 24 and 25. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority, before all time, and now, and forever. Amen. There was a time when at least two books could be found in many households in the English-speaking world. You probably know where I'm going with this. Those two books were the Bible, and of course, Pilgrim's Progress. A Pilgrim's Progress, if you haven't read it or if you haven't read it recently, is a wonderful book for many reasons. But, you know, there's a theme in Pilgrim's Progress that I think we would do well to continually return to. And that is, it's a story about how we are strangers and pilgrims in this world. In Pilgrim's Progress, you'll remember that Christian and his friends are traveling along the road to the celestial city. Right, and they're on the road the whole time. They don't have any place that they stop and stay and say, this is our home. They face many dangers and fears. And yes, they find unexpected joy and rest at times. But they never have a place to call their own. They aren't looking to settle anywhere. They're not satisfied with being in any one place. They have left behind the comforts of home all for the sake of journeying to the celestial city, that place where they will find their eternal rest, that place where they will find eternal joy and satisfaction with God himself. Pilgrim's Progress then serves as an amazing reminder that we are called to be a pilgrim people. Yes, we have jobs and houses here in this world and in this life, but we are called to remember that this world is not our home. We are passing through. We are called to live in this world, but we are not called to live as if this world is our final destination. And we need to be reminded of that, don't we? We need to be reminded that we are called to live as a pilgrim people. Now, I think the challenge to living as a pilgrim people is that we sort of naturally want the security that comes with the things of this life. We naturally want the security of having something that we say, this is ours, this is where we belong, this is where our name is settled. We want to be able to settle into our jobs and our homes and our families. And we're tempted, aren't we, to find security here and now in these things that we can see and touch and hold on to. But the problem with trying to find our security here is that we very quickly start idolizing the things of this life. We start putting all our energy and our time into settling here, and we leave off pursuing the things of the kingdom of God. But Christ has called us to seek first and foremost the kingdom of God, and in doing that, the things of this life will be added to us. God himself will provide for our needs here and now. But being a pilgrim people means that our security is not here. Our final joy and satisfaction in life is not here in this life. It is in something greater, something beyond us. It is in God himself. Well, I think Psalm 121 helps us with this. It helps us to learn this. It is about a pilgrim people traveling to the destination to where God dwells. It calls us to live as a pilgrim people, and as we live as a pilgrim people, it calls us to find our security in the Lord. It calls us to look to the one that we are traveling to. We are traveling to be with the Lord, and we are called to look to him as our security and as our help. Finding our security in the Lord enables us to live as a pilgrim people. It enables us to look away from the things of this life, to live for the kingdom of God, to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And so as we look together at Psalm 121 this evening, we will see the way that it calls us to live as a pilgrim people, finding our security in the Lord, finding everything that we need in him. That is what Psalm 121 calls us to do. And so we're going to look at this psalm together under four brief headings. First, Psalm 121 calls us to live as a pilgrim people, finding our security in the Lord, our Creator. In the Lord, our Creator. Look with me again at verses 1 and 2. The psalmist says, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth." Now, it's an interesting and I think a fascinating imagery that the psalmist opens with, talking about lifting his eyes up to the hills. And there's at least two different reasons why he could be looking to the hills. There's two different ways to take this imagery that is coming to us. It could be that the hills represent Mount Zion, that is Jerusalem, the place where God dwells. And so the psalmist, in saying that he is looking to the hills, is saying he looks up to the place where God dwells. This is where he looks to find his help and his security from. Now, I favor that interpretation. Could be wrong, so you might want to ask Pastor Booth after the sermon what his thoughts are, but that's the one that I sort of like, that this imagery is of looking to the hills and saying, I'm looking to God as my help. There is another way to interpret this looking to the hills, and it could be that as the psalmist sets out on his pilgrim journey, he looks at the hills as a place of danger and uncertainty. And he looks and says, I don't know what I'm going to experience as I head out into the mountains. But as he contemplates the dangers of the road, he asks himself, where does my help come from? What am I looking to as my security and defense in time of trouble? And of course, he is looking to the Lord. Now, I like the first interpretation, but really both of these interpretations are possible. And so, they both point us to the same thing, though, don't they? They're very different ways of looking at this imagery, but in the end, they actually are pointing us to the exact same thing. The hills are pointing the psalmist to something that is far greater than himself, far greater than the hills, far greater than any delights or dangers that he could encounter in this life. He isn't looking to the hills for help, right? He's looking to the one who made the hills. He is looking to the one who made heaven and earth. He's looking to God, his creator. This God, the psalmist says, is our help. This is where our help comes from. This is where our security comes from as a pilgrim people, traveling a road that is unknown to us. I think that this time of year in the fall is a great time to go out into the mountains for a hike or a drive. And, you know, you can enjoy the good weather. You can see the amazing colors of the changing leaves. And if you do that, take a chance to lift up your eyes to the hills and marvel at the greatness of the Creator who made them. Or maybe just even if you don't get a chance to go out for a drive or a hike, maybe just take a walk through your neighborhood and enjoy the creation that God has made. Look at the trees and the birds that are there and remind yourself who the one is that made all these things. Remind yourself that this God who cares for his creation, who cares for the birds of the heavens, who knows the very hairs of your head. This God is your help and your security. Sit out at night sometime and watch the stars, assuming you can see stars where you are, and contemplate for a moment the vastness of the universe. And think about how small we are in comparison to the universe, right? Like, we've got to the moon, but that's not very far in comparison to what we know is out in the vastness of the universe. We've put rovers on Mars and we've started to explore and hopefully get back a rock sample someday from Mars, but that's as far as we've gotten. The Lord our God created all these things. He watches over and governs the most distant star and galaxy and planet. This God, who orders and cares for the universe, cares for you. He is our helper. Notice that this psalm speaks of God as the one who made heaven and earth. And that's just a way of saying that he created all things. This God is the creator God. He is the one who created everything, right? It's not like in the ancient mindset, the ancient pagan mindset, where there would be a God who made the sun, one who made the moon, someone else made the sea, someone else made the forests. There were many gods, and they would say, well, my God did this, and your God did that. And we can say, our God did all these things. He is not like any other God. He is the God who created everything. And if he has made everything, then everything is under his control. What does this teach us? Well, as a pilgrim people, it teaches us that we can find our help and our security in the God who created and governs all things. If we look for security in the things of this life, we're looking in the wrong place. And if that is where we try to find our help, if we try to find our help and security and joy and satisfaction in the things of this life, we will be disappointed. Even the best and most secure jobs can be lost, right? Finances and investments that we put our hope in for retirement can become depleted. Our health is often a lot more fragile than we realize. If we're looking for our security in these things, what will happen to us when we lose them? Where will our security be? We will be prone to fear and anxiety. But our security as children of God is in something that can never be taken away from us. God is the creator and he is on his throne. Nothing can move him. Nothing can shake him. He controls and rules and ordains all things. Second, live as a pilgrim people, finding your security in the Lord who never sleeps. Find your security in the Lord who never sleeps. Look with me again at verses 3-4. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Remember, this psalm is using the imagery of a pilgrim journey. And the pilgrim here is traveling to the place where God dwells. And as he travels, there is always the danger that he might lose his footing. All right, what if he is traveling along a steep mountain cliff? Losing his footing would be a disaster. Or if he's traveling on rough terrain, losing his footing could mean a sprained ankle or a broken bone, it would be disastrous to his journey to fall and stumble. Or what if something bad happens to him along the way? The psalmist puts his confidence in the fact that the Lord watches over his steps. The Lord does not allow his foot to be moved. We are pilgrims on our way to the dwelling place of our God. And as we walk through this life, we are called to find our security in the Lord who watches over our steps. You know, it's not as though the Lord gets us started in our Christian walk and then says, well, okay, I got you started, the rest is up to you. You figure it out now. And it sometimes feels like that, doesn't it? Sometimes we feel a little bit alone. Sometimes we feel like, Lord, where have you gone? You got us started, but have you left us to ourselves? No. He has not left us to ourselves. He is with us every step of our journey, watching over us, caring for us, guiding and directing our steps. And we know from experience, don't we, that that doesn't mean that hardships will never come. Hardships do come. We know that. But the reality that we learn here about our God is that he never will leave us alone, even in our hardships. We will never have to go through hardship and difficulty on our own. And I want you to stop and think about whatever it may be that you're facing, whether it's now or struggles you've had in the past. Recognize God is with you. God is walking with you. You're not going to wake up one morning and suddenly realize that God left you behind yesterday afternoon because he's just too busy or he's too sick of you. It can't happen. Our God is with us in all things. He keeps Israel, the psalmist says. That is, he keeps his covenant people. He has promised to be our God in Jesus Christ. And so that if you have put your faith in Christ alone for salvation, then you belong to God and he belongs to you. I know I like to say that. I don't think I'm ever going to get tired of it. You belong to God. He belongs to you. And he has promised that he will keep you because you are his child. Nothing can take you out of the hand of your heavenly Father. And the Lord who is with us in all things is also with us at all times. He never slumbers or sleeps. We never have to wonder if our God is watching over us. We never have to wonder if he's listening to our prayers because he never takes a break. He never takes a day off. He never rests from caring for his people. And you'll remember from 1 Kings chapter 18 where Elijah challenges the prophets of Baal to a contest to see whose God is the true God. And you remember he says, you know, we'll prepare a sacrifice and then we don't light it. Whosoever God answers with the fire, that's the true God. So the prophets of Baal get to work and they build their altar and they start crying out to Baal and nothing happens. And Elijah starts to harass them and he says, you know, to the effect, maybe you need to yell a little bit louder. Maybe your God is sleeping. Maybe you just got to wake him up. But when Elijah prays to the Lord answers immediately because he does not sleep. He never needs to be awakened or alerted to our needs. He never falls asleep on his watch. You know, maybe you've taken a road trip and driven through the night at some point, and if you've done that, if you haven't, take my word for it, don't do it, because it's really not that fun. But if you have done it, you know how hard it can be. You're trying to drive, you're trying to stay awake, and everyone else in the car is asleep because they left you to drive, so it's up to you to stay awake and make sure that everybody gets to the destination safely. And you know, there's a certain point in the night where you realize, I really can't do this. I'm going to have to pull off and take a rest. The Lord is a God who never sleeps. He never gets tired or weary of watching over his people. You never need to wonder if God hears you. You never need to wonder if God is caring for you. Whatever your circumstances may be, the Lord is with you. Whatever your prayer may be, the Lord hears it. Cry out to him then and cast your cares upon him and find your security and rest in the one who never sleeps. Third, live as a pilgrim people, finding your security in the Lord your keeper. Find your security in the Lord your keeper. Look with me again at verses 5 and 6. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. As a pilgrim, as this pilgrim is traveling to the house of the Lord, he must deal with the dangers of the journey. He must deal with the dangers that come in the day and the dangers that come in the night. In the day, he could easily be overwhelmed by the heat of the sun. You know, as I thought about this, I realized we're used to traveling by car. And not just by car, right? Like, we're used to traveling by air-conditioned car. A couple of us were talking about this morning. And what happens when you're traveling in your car and you lose your air conditioner? Well, up here it's kind of an inconvenience. I've lost my air conditioner in Florida and it's more than an inconvenience, it's downright miserable. But imagine if you had to go on a long trip through the heat and the desert. It could actually be dangerous to lose your air conditioner. Not just uncomfortable. You know, some of you have come from very warm climates, and you know if you try to get through a summer in 100, 120 degree heat, you can't do it. You really need to have that air conditioner in place. Traveling at night isn't really all that bad for us either. I mean, we go on a long trip, and it gets late, and we pull off into a safe and secure hotel somewhere. We rest for the night. We get up, we eat breakfast that's served at the hotel, and we're on our way. But the pilgrim traveling to the house of the Lord at Jerusalem would not have had any of these things, probably. Maybe he would have had to sleep out in the open air at times. And the thing about sleeping out at night is that at some point you've got to go to sleep. And you can't control what happens when you're asleep. You can't prepare for it. What if there is a danger that you can't control, that you can't stop? Well, there's nothing you can do because you would have to sleep. But the Lord does not leave his people to themselves as they travel their pilgrim journey. The Lord himself says that he is the one who keeps us. He protects his pilgrim people from the dangers of the day and from the night. He protects us from all evil at all times. There will always be circumstances you can't control. And as you go through life, you really have two options. You can either live in fear and anxiety over the things that you can't control or won't be able to control, or you can entrust them to the care of your heavenly Father, the God who has promised to keep you. And he will not go back on his promise. And again, this doesn't mean that we won't face trouble or difficulty, but what it does mean is that the Lord will be with us in all our circumstances. He is there to sustain us. He is there to give us what we need according to his good will until he sees us safely home. We can live securely knowing that we are in the care of the God who keeps his people through all circumstances of life. Finally, live as a pilgrim people, finding your security in the Lord who never changes. Find your security in the Lord who never changes. Look with me at verses 7 and 8. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. And these verses really serve as a summary of the whole psalm. But they also teach us something about our God. He never changes. Read through the pages of Scripture. Was there ever a time when God has left his people? Listen to the stories of history of God's people. Was there ever a time when God left his people? Was there ever a time when he left us to fend for ourselves? No. The God that we serve is the same yesterday, today, and forever. As he has proved faithful to his people in the past, so he will prove faithful to us now and forever. And so in every circumstance, the Lord is with us. At all times, the Lord is with us. Forever, until we reach our eternal resting place, where God is, the Lord is with us. Live as a pilgrim people, finding your security in the Lord, the Creator. Find your security in the Lord who never sleeps. Find your security in the Lord who keeps his people, both now and forever. Amen.